Today is Friday, January 6, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Eyewear Day. It took me a minute to pull it up. It's also D-Day. It's National Higher Education Day. National Drive-In Movie Day. I used to love a drive-in movie when I was little. My godparents... No, they weren't my godparents, but they were a couple that lived, and I guess they were a similar age to my parents, and they lived next door, and I used to go over there all the time. I called them Aunt Gail and Uncle Delton. His name was Delton. That's kind of a interesting name for a guy. But they took me to drive-in movies, and we went to a drive-in Star Trek movie, and it was so fun. We sat in the back of the truck, and We sat in the back of the truck and watched Star Trek. I don't remember. It was probably like Star Trek the Motion Picture or something like that. I'm not really sure, though. I was pretty young. And I don't know. I could look and see like what Star Trek movies came out what years. Let's see. What year did Star Trek the Motion Picture come out? It came out in 79, so it was probably not that one. Gosh, I have something stuck in my throat. Anyway, it was probably not that one, but that's because that's the first one. It was probably one of the other ones, but I loved Star Trek. I still love Star Trek. I'm a real big Star Trek fan, but they used to take me to the drive-in, and it was a lot of fun. Popper throat. Also, it's National Applesauce Cake Day, National Yo-Yo Day, and last but not least, it's National Donut Day. So go out and have a donut. I'm sure it'll be really good. Maybe I'll have a donut to celebrate National Donut Day. I don't know. We do have some contacts, so let's go ahead and read that. Unknown says, hello, love your podcast. Well, thank you, Unknown. If you would like to call or text, both of those are available, you can do so at 479-221-9393. You do not have to call. You can text like Unknown did. If you do text and you don't mind me knowing who you are, if you could give me a name, I can put it in the database. And then from now on, when, you know, once I put the name in the database, every time you call me, as long as you don't change your phone number, I will know it was you. So there you go. You can do that. But I'm so glad you love the podcast, because even though I make fun of myself and I say it's horrible and whatever, I do want to do a good job. And it is a personal journal podcast. So the whole point of it is just telling you guys about my life. So it could be boring if my life is boring, but I'm glad you like it. So thank you for the text message. We also got one from Leo. He says, hi there. Did you miss me? Here's my binge contact. In reference to Las Vegas being busy or not, you mentioned that you don't like big crowds. How is it that you love cruises when it's a bunch of people close together on a ship? Well, that's the part of cruising that I don't love. You can love something and not love another, you know, you can love one part of something and not love everything. The thing is, I really like the size, the amount of restaurants, the entertainment, the amount of shops, the amount of trivia, and all the entertainment things that you get to do on the larger cruise ships. And I like, you know, that the staterooms are updated. And like, for instance, we were on the Utopia of the Seas for our most recent cruise, and they had USB-C outlets, which is great because my watch, the charger for my watch is USB-C. And I have so much trouble finding USB-C chargers. And normally, even if they're going to have USB-C, they're going to have USB-A and not USB-C. So I like things like that. I do not enjoy the crowds. Mostly, I do not enjoy the children who are run, because they run around and they get under your feet and you know, you're going to trip because you can't see them. And I don't know. But yeah, I do not enjoy the crowds, but I like everything else about the large ship. So it's a trade-off. It's a trade-off. And all the other stuff, I like enough to counteract the fact that I don't enjoy crowds. Although I will say, this was a less crowded cruise than the Wonder of the Sea was, because Seas was, because it was brand new at the time that Mark and I went on it. And they, you know, I feel like the Wonder of the Seas kind of started this whole promotion that Royal Caribbean is doing, where they say, the largest ship, the largest cruise ship in the world, that sort of thing, right? So maybe now that they're, everyone that Royal Caribbean comes out with now is larger than the one before. So it may have lost its shimmer a little bit. There you go. You named the ducks, but can't figure out a name for ChatGPT. Your duck names are cute. Thank you, ChatGPT named them. Moby Duck is my favorite. Anyway, let's give ChatGPT they, them a name already. Okay, I'm thinking about it. I think because I have the British accent, and it sounds like an older lady, I need to come up with like an older lady British sounding name. If you guys have any ideas, I have a couple of ideas in my head, but if you have any ideas, text them in. Our goal will be to name her by the end of next week, but I need to get some suggestions from you guys. So you have to text 479-221-9393 and give me some ideas and we will name her. But I need two. I need one for the more, hey, Adam, what's going on? You know, the more modern, not modern is the wrong word for it, but the more, I don't know, Geico commercial version versus, you know, I'm really tempted to name her the British version Alice. I don't know why. And I was thinking Alex for the more modern one. So Alex and Alice, they're really close together, though. I don't know. If you guys have any ideas, text me and let me know. I've noticed, oh, going back to the text message now from Leo, because we all know he writes a long text message. I've noticed that TSA pre-check is sometimes longer, too. But like you mentioned, no removal of shoes, belt, etc. required. And most importantly, usually no kids. Leo, you and I, neither one of us like children. If we were a couple, which I know we're not, but if we were a couple, there would be one decision already made for us, it sounds like. Unless you're one of those that hates all kids, but thinks, you know, would think your own kid is perfect, and I don't know. But anyway, there you go. Don't you dare talk badly about cats. I have two of the sweetest social cats ever. I can send you a video on Instagram if you need proof. Okay, but most cats are not social. I just want to say, I've met a lot of cats. Although they tend to want to be social with me because I can't touch them. And for some reason, cats and me, they seem to go, why are you not paying attention to me? It works at the club, too. Don't pay attention to people. They'll wonder. They'll think you're aloof. Speaking of Instagram, can you do a geeky gay page? Can upload photos of your trips and family, etc. that you talk about? Just a thought. I'll think about it. The washy-washy hand sanitizer guy is always on that Bahamas cruise, or at least he was when I went to the Bahamas a couple of years ago. He stood outside of the theaters and dining hall as you walked in. Annoying, but he was cute and nice. That's all for now. Well, thank you, Leo, for your message. Like I said, if you guys want a message, I'm going to say it again, 479-221-9393, because I can't say it enough, really. I love contact. It's great to talk to you guys. And you guys have questions and you have interesting things that you bring up and things that I can talk about. So it's really great hearing from you. So I have, as per usual, I have no idea where we were because I recorded two episodes in a row when I recorded the last one. But so we did the Bahamas. I think we already talked about that. My mom, bless her heart, was just having so much trouble walking. The guy, I know what it was. The guy was, we were all on the bus waiting for some of the group that was still doing some stuff. And the bus driver was there, the tour guide. And he was like, well, I'm not religious, but I believe a lot in spirituality. And I was like, oh my God, where is this going? And he proceeded to do like a 15-minute spiel on spirituality and do you love God? At one point, he asked someone if they loved God, and I was like, oh my God, you've got us trapped here on a tour bus. Perfect for a religious person. But he was like, oh, this isn't religion, this is spirituality. And I know in the Bahamas or some of those islands, they have other religions that are not necessarily your standard Baptist or Catholic or whatever, but I don't know. He was a good tour guide other than that. And then some other ones got on. I tried to change the topic. And then some other ones got on and he started over his spiel from the beginning. It's like, oh my God, I can't hear it again. And so there was that. And then we got back on the ship. We had a meal and my mom was so tired, she went right to bed and didn't do anything else for the rest of the day. And we were a little bit concerned. I had a talk with my stepdad about how my mom is in bed a lot at home and she wants to go on a cruise to Italy or for an Italy next year, but he doesn't think she's going to be able to walk. And I think this kind of gave her the heads up that, hey, you need to exercise more. And then the next day we had perfect day at Coco Cay and I had a reserved, what is it called? Cabana. And we had a Serbian guy who was really cute. He went by the name B, but he had a name, a Serbian name that was harder to pronounce. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.